rocks. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Morning.
That first hour flew by, man. Holy Lord.
That's because I was messing everything up.
Exactly. I had to do everything twice. It's 7:12, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Happy first Friday. Still got a lot of great stuff coming your way. But right now, though, folks, we got to get to it.
This intro is what my first hour was
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Most days. Most
theme
days.
Song for it.
All right, we got to keep removing. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Today is National Drink Wine Day because clearly we all need to have some wine.
More wine.
Struggling with this. So according to a survey, 74% of people have more than two glasses. 9% drink at least five glasses or just finish the entire bottle. 18% of people say Merlot is their favorite type of wine. 16% say Zinfandel. Coming in third, quote, I don't know my wine types. That's what the other option was. So you had Merlot, Zinfandel, and I don't know, wine. The survey also found that 9% of people say wine gives them the worst hangovers than any other type of alcohol. 9 always buy boxed wine, and 3% always cry when they drink wine. I don't think I've ever seen you drink wine, Hunter.
I never drink wine. I've probably drank wine a handful of times in my entire life, to be honest with you. And I don't think I was really drinking it to drink booze. I think I had it with like a steak or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just never really appealed to me. Like, you know, it's not like it tastes bad or anything. I'm drinking more wine at church than I have my entire life.
Just putting down those little shots from the Pope. Yeah, I'm gonna drink it. There was a point in my 20s when I was living by myself down in Springfield where I would just go buy like a bottle of $2 Chuck, you know, just really cheap wine, and I would just sit in my apartment and, you know, play music or play video games and just drink the bottle of wine. I wouldn't
get hammered off.
Wouldn't pour it in a glass. Kiki actually first met me during this stage of my life because I was broke. I didn't have any money, but you still want to get your buzz on. And so I just get a bottle of wine. I wouldn't even pour it in a glass, man. I just pound that thing down.
So is wine the cheapest way to do it?
I don't think so. No.
Some vodka or something.
It's the fanciest way to do it. You know, if you, because there is certain wines that you can get for, you know, $3 a bottle. And that's the other thing.
Can you drink a full bottle of wine?
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's why.
What's it do to you? Like, comparison to beers?
I get very warm and sleepy. Like, wine just kind of puts me down. Like, I'm not out there raging with my red teeth going like, woo! Let's praise. No, it's usually like, all right, I'm ready for bed. That's usually how wine, like if I want a nice calm night, it's usually wine. If I want a rager night, it's shots of Fireball or whatever else. Yeah, some terrible
SoCo.
Thing like that.
You like SoCo.
Yeah, SoCo. Yeah, if you see me start ordering SoCo, it's probably
it's going
not
down, son.
It's going to be a rough night. So anyway, go drink some wine, you booze hounds, especially all those moms out there in their Range Rovers with their purse with their purse full of random pills and their white Rovers. Wine. That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. If I see a blonde woman in a Range Rover, I know she's probably buzzed up on white wine and has a purse full of random pills. That's usually how it works.
Yeah, if your lunch break consists of 3.5 hours drinking a bottle of wine with your best friend.
We're going to go have a 2-hour lunch, 3-hour lunch. We're going to have some wine.
What is it you do now? Yeah. What is it?
I exist. I'm just here. Here, this pill goes well with this wine. It's great. Oh my God.
Boy.
You won't feel a thing from the neck down. It's wonderful.
Xanax? Is that
it's right there. You just crush up some Xannies, have some Zinfandel, and just have a great day. Girls'
day. It's a good pairing, huh? Yeah, it seems right like there. That's the common pairing is a Xanny and a glass of wine.
I can look at most middle-aged women and know exactly what pill and wine they like to go together. All right. You can usually tell. You can tell
just by their eyes. Yeah. How much glisten is in that eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Less calories in the white wine, too. Lastly, a survey of 4,500 women about physical features. Like, okay, hair, beard, whatever. Anyway, what physical features are the best for sexual partners? Here's the top 10 most common features. Number one, Hunter, for women, all right, looking for physical features and the sex they have, a beard. 73% of women said the best dude they ever had sex with had a beard. So that means your wife has never been satisfied, is what I mean.
Come on, now I got a beard. It's a badass beard, bro. Is it boy band beard? Is there a boy band beard section in there?
It says beard. Boy band beard is not in here anywhere. Number two, brown eyes. Number three, piercings. Number four, broad shoulders. Number five, tattoos. Now, again, these are the best features for their best sexual partner. Number six is brown hair.
This is a trash survey. This is what this is.
This gets very specific. Number seven, the snail trail of hair down from their belly button. That was number seven. Number eight, small feet. Number nine, glasses. And number 10, high cheekbones. So those physical features. Yeah, small feet were on there. Yeah.
This is why this survey is trash. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Hunter, I don't think you have any of those.
Zero. I'm zero. Well, how many were there? 12, 10? I'm 10, 0 for 10.
You're 0 for 10.
According to this survey, I am the ugliest dude that has ever existed on this planet.
No. It's not the ugliest dude. It's you're the least good in bed. This is for best sexual partners.
Yeah, I guess I am pretty terrible, huh? Damn it.
So, yeah. Hunter, honestly,
You know what's funny is the wife's probably driving home listening to this right now. Hey, honey, how are you? And she's going, yep.
Check. Been unsatisfied for 10 years.
All right. Well, the second hour of this show is not going so well for me either. So,
That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.